Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it is Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1, and we now have a fully socially distancing show. I'm at my house in Charlestown. Kennedy and Annie are down on the South Shore annex of the show in Quincy, and then producer Dan is all by himself running things back at the
all
radio station.
By myself, don't want to live.
And, you know, what's going on in the world today, obviously, is forcing us all to reexamine how we live our lives. I mean, my wife just walked down from downstairs. I'm set up in her office, and relationships, the way you have relationships, the way that they work. You know, if you're a single person and trying to date, that's got to be really difficult. Or if you're in a relationship maybe where you're separated or divorced and you have kids, what do you do in that situation? Kennedy's friend Kayla is in the middle of that right now, and what she did was just so shocking to me that we decided
to
have
you.
I was just like I can't even believe you did that. So Kayla, good morning. Tell everybody what it is. Is it your ex-husband or your ex-boyfriend?
No, it's my ex-husband.
Tell everybody what's happening with your ex-husband right now.
So normally he would have them on the weekends, and he has two elderly parents at home in his home.
Right.
And he just really does not want to go through quarantine without his kids. And so I said, you do what you want. So he's here at the house.
So your ex-husband has moved in.
So what happened was,
yes.
I'm looking at her page because I check it every day. Kayla and I went to high school together. I've known her since freshman year. And she was like, she put up some video and it was like divorce life in the house. And it was all the kids and him and her. And I was like, I'm sorry. I texted her message. I'm sorry, what now? What's happening? But I guess it makes perfect sense to me in that you can't do visitation. You can't have kids going back and forth. And God bless your heart.
How long have you been divorced, Kayla?
We've been divorced 5 years in June.
Wow. I can't even be in the same state as my ex-wife.
Well, it's a super special situation because we do have the three girls, and they really love him. Like, it's not like there's no torment, there's no whatever. The only torment is having to deal with him flirt in my house over the phone.
Oh, my God, is he talking to a girlfriend?
Stop.
Could be a girlfriend, could be some random woman off the street. I don't know.
Babe, I'm on Tinder. Kayla, quiet down.
I have a pit for you. I'd be like, you're not flirting very well. It didn't work on me. It's not going to work on her.
Can you imagine the woman he's talking to on the other line? She's like, oh, is that your mom in the background? No, it's my ex-wife. I live with her.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
So I went
Everything's fine.
I went by Kayla's house a couple of days ago. I drove down to where she lives because Kayla has her own cooking company in her home, and she cooks for other folks, which has had to shut down, obviously, but she needed to use up the rest of the food. And I'm like, for me, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I pull up to the curb, and a couple of the kids come out like 6 feet away from the car and just wave by. And I asked your daughter, I said, how's it going? She goes, a little weird. But she's like, but it's great that they're both here. It's nice that we can all do this together. And I just think, it didn't even occur to me because I don't live in this time. But how hard it must be if you have kids who want to see their dad or mom and you can't, and you just got to make what works.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you tell him he gets a guest room? He didn't get your room, right?
No, God, no.
Is he down in the basement room?
He's down in the basement, and really, I have
a man cave
master
now.
Bedroom, and I have the kitchen. So, I mean, the upper hand has changed a little bit here.
That's what we like to hear.
It's my house.
So it's Carson and Kennedy. We're talking to Kennedy's friend, Kayla, from high school, who, with everything that's happening in the world today, has allowed her ex-husband to move back in. So, Kayla, one question before I let you go. Let's say it's a Friday night, just a couple of glasses of wine, a little Netflix, a little chill. Has there been any chemistry in the house since he's moved back in?
I will tell you, Carson, that I would rather cut both of my feet off.
Carson, I will tell you that if that happened, I will drive down there, break social distancing, and pull everyone out of that
house. I don't know. Couple bottles of wine in.
No, we know.
Change.
There's a reason you're divorced.
How Kayla got her groove back.
I just get back on Facebook, Carson.
Yeah, this isn't even a funny joke, you guys. Seriously, nope.
Kayla, thanks for coming on the show. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
I love you.
Bye, right. Kayla.
I love you too, honey. Bye.
Good luck.
Oh, she's
all right, there
amazing.
Goes
she's
Kennedy's
the one of the funniest people you will ever meet in your entire life.
She's like, I'd rather cut both my feet off than hook back up with my ex.
It's like a Saw movie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.